No, there is a.
No, I was, that was, that's, that was the word, that was the word I wanted, see. That was the word I wanted. You gave me the word I wanted. But I was just, this is a word, this woods cold isn't used in the Middle West. If your brother, what, your brother's son is what relation to you? He's your.
My nephew.
And a parent appointed by the court is a.
Guardian.
And a child with no parents is a. Both parents are dead. Like Annie, you know, in the comic strip. Little.
An orphan.
And all of the people related to you, you'd call them your. All the people.
Kin,
could you use that word?
Would well, you? They would be kin, but relations would be more.
You'd use both, though.
Both. I would refer to them as kinfolk or relations.
Okay. Jesus' mother's name was?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife's name was?
I don't know.
Name of a hospital over here.
Martha Washington.
And the song Wait Till the Sun Shines? Girl's name?
Mary?
That's an N.
Annie?
No, N. That's an N.
Nancy? No, I don't recall.
Heard that song? The cow kicked so and so in the belly in the barn. Did you hear that song?
I've heard the song.
Yeah. Well,
Nelly. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, yeah.
And how about this gangster, this cowboy killer in the Southwest, something the Kid?
Billy the Kid.
And in the book of the Bible, you have Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
And you'd call your wife is what? I mean if in the say I didn't mean that, but I meant Mr. You're Mr. and she's
Mrs.
And that man is your uncle, that woman is?
Your aunt.
Okay. And the man who was in charge of the United States Army in the Pacific during World War II?
MacArthur.
Okay, and what was he? He was what MacArthur?
General MacArthur. I shall return, huh?
Yeah.
MacArthur. Truman to put him in his place.
Yeah, I guess. I have to be careful about how I talk about him, though. There's a lot of people who really admire him. How about an unskilled part-time minister? Would you have a man who's not an ordained minister?
I know what you mean, but I suppose you would refer to him as a reverend, but I don't have any particular acquaintance. But
okay, and the man who presides over a trial is a
judge.
And a person attending school is a
student. A scholastic.
Okay, and a woman who assists a man in an office taking dictation and such.
It'll be a stenographer.
Or a
office clerk.
Or another name for a private.
Typist.
A private.